that we were already. Next, please. As I said, we have two different scenarios. Next. Next. And next again, please.
Undocumented history?
One more. I guess the...
Sebastian, the slide you are seeing on Mitico is not in sync with the one in the room. Just okay. Tell us the slide number and we'll put that on.
Recap number two, please.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have, as I said, the two scenarios. In the first one, the resource consumer-initiated discovery, we have options. We can ask the user or a config file, or we can use specific mechanisms which are in the access network, such as DHCP. So that's different from the third-party discovery, where some remote tracker receives some requests from a client, and all he knows is the client's IP address, and this is all we have as input parameter for the discovery. The resource consumer-initiated discovery, to some extent, could be seen as a special case of the third-party discovery. We just could do a third-party discovery on our own IP address. So that was the motivation why some time ago we tried to merge two documents that were separate for these two use cases into one. Next slide, please.
Yes.
So there was a draft song alto server discovery, which was about a resource consumer initiated discovery. And there was a draft by me and some colleagues about third party discovery. And I guess several ITFs ago, we decided to merge these two drafts, and it became a working group item. And now lately, we decided to split them up again for technical reasons. The third-party discovery is more difficult than we thought. This now looks a little bit like we went back to the old state we had before, but this merging and splitting again had the advantage that pretty much from the architectural things became unified, so this still has some advantages. Next slide, please. So this is what we already had some time ago when we had one common document. We do a two-step discovery procedure. In the first step, we have user input, we have a DHCP option, we used to have a PPP option, and we had a mechanism based on DNS lookup, a PTR lookup, which would be used for the third-party discovery. And the output of these four different methods would then, in the second step, be used for a NAPTA lookup to receive the Alto server's URI. Next.
Yep.
So, as I said, till the draft version 03, this was all covered in one document, but this thing about the PTR lookups caused severe headaches for us deployment scenarios, in particular with respect to IPv6, and there was also pretty much negative feedbacks from reviewers in the DNS area and so on. So there was the threat that this PTR lookup stuff could block the whole document. So next, please, yeah. So what we did now is split it up again. So the green box is what is still left in the what is the working group document. So this can be used for the resource consumer initiated discovery. We have the user input and we have the DHCP as the first step. Whereas the DNS related stuff used for third party discovery has become a separate individual contribution again. And we also decided not to continue the PPP option any further because we were asking several people from operators and so on, and all the feedback we got is that PPP will disappear soon, so a PPP option is probably not needed. So that's how the pieces fit together. And so the second part I'm talking about now will be what is in the green box. We will talk about the red box later. So first is draft ITF Alto Server Discovery 05, the green box. Next, please. there's not so much to say about this one. So it's the working group document, which contains the easy parts. But the drawback of this is it fulfills only our requirement number 32, which says we need a resource consumer-initiated discovery, whereas requirement 33 about a third-party discovery is out of scope of this document. What we changed since the last ITF, since revision 04, is there was a significant cleanup of the document. So we put lots of the motivation and architectural considerations to other documents, namely the requirements document, which is finished by now, and some graphs went to the deployment considerations document. So we basically have a protocol specification and not so much additional text left in the document, and removed all the leftovers that were still in there from the third-party discovery. And as I already said, we also removed the PPP option because there was nobody arguing that this would be actually useful. So, and from the author's point of view, we think this specification is now pretty stable, and so the next step would be working group last call. May I ask the chairs, please, to get some feedback from the room about this part?
Yes, Diego is going to the mic.
Hello, Diego Lopez, Telefonica. I have spotted recently there is a new draft in the that has been circulated inside the applications working group, the application general list, which is called Simple Web Discovery. And I think that could be applicable here to avoid the need for the NAPTR lookup, because it's based the step two. So the once you get the domain name, it should be straightforward using that method just to get the URI of the Alto server. The advantage of this is that you are not required to tweak with DNS. And you can make it simply by deploying an additional URL. I don't know. I can circulate it the reference through the list and see what the group thinks.
Yes, please do. John.
Hi, John Peterson. So you're referring to something that's still work in progress. It's not an RFC. I mean, that would prejudice me a bit towards going with this, because it is something we know. I mean, it's something that's been out there for some time. We understand its properties. I don't think it's an especial burden to do it the way that it's described in the draft today. I mean, you're suggesting there are alternative ways to do service location and service discovery. We were certainly aware of that, I think, as we looked at this, that there were a number of different strategies. But were you saying that something was actually broken with this strategy? I mean,
notice that I think this is anything broken here. It's simply that my experience is that from time to time, tweaking with DNS is something that you can find some reluctancy from the guys who are running the DNS the services. And the idea of having this simple web discovery is self-contained, in the sense that you are using the same protocol set that we are using for Alto, which is essentially HTTP or HTTPS. So it's the idea is to have it self-contained. Could be as an option. It's about just having the same way there is different options for step one, to have the possibility of using several options for step two as well.
Thank you. For sure, it's worth discussing. So any pointer would be appreciated.
Yeah, I think this is our next charter item that we should probably get a heads up on. So if I think John's point is that what we have here, you know, works right now. If we have something else that's not in an RFC state, then will that gate us from moving further? So that said, I think probably the best thing is to put it out on the list, and then maybe the set of authors for a third party can look at it, and then we move forward.
John Peterson, one more point about this. And forgive me, Sebastian, if I just don't remember this correctly. So the DHCP option we're using for this can't actually send a URL itself? it has to be a domain name that comes out of this DHCP option?
So the Martin Stimmeling speaking, the point was that there is, putting in the full URL might be too long for that option. So the idea was to go with the domain name, and maybe you have it anyway. So.
So, John, did I understand correctly? You're asking why we do not put the URL in DHCP in first place. Is this correct?
That's right. Yeah, Martin gave me an answer that it was probably too long as one reason not to do it. Which is fine.
The idea was that we will not try to register a new DHCP option, which is AltoServer's URI. But we will just reuse the existing DHCP option, which says this is your domain name. This is one reason. The second is the length of the URL. And the third one is, if you look at this overall architecture picture, this all fits nicely together because the other methods also can yield a domain name, in particular the third-party discovery. So we have three reasons, actually, why this makes sense.
Well, that's even better than one. So thank you, that's fine.
So Sebastian, you have like 2 minutes, and 2 minutes the meeting will be over. So if you just want to give an overview of the other...
Okay, so I will do it very quickly, so...
Sorry, my bad. In 12 minutes would be over.
Go ahead. Third-party auto-discovery. Go ahead, Sebastian.
So, next slide, please. As I said, this is an individual draft again, so we split it out one controversial part from the working group item. It's the third-party discovery draft, so we're trying to fulfill requirement 33, and implicitly this would also solve 32 if we find an option. Again, in this document we did a significant cleanup since the last version, so now the 0.0, you could still see that this was a very rough cut. Now it's a little bit more nicer, and we added a flowchart. Next slide, please. So this flowchart illustrates how, if all we know is an IPv4 or an IPv6 address as an input parameter, we need to do to go to the result. I think we skipped the details. Next slide, please. We have now the chart to illustrate the algorithm. What is still needed to be done is a textual specification of the algorithm. So at the moment, I think you can get an idea how the algorithm is supposed to work, but in particular, all the error cases that can occur need to be covered in more detail. And still, we are having lots of headaches, as I said, with deployment considerations and people from DNS area saying that this is not a good idea. So we need to further explore the problem space and also possible solutions. But what I wanted to highlight is that this draft is designed to be some kind of a plugin, the other one. So if we can actually find a working solution that, in particular, the DNS guys can agree on, that this actually will work, this draft can update the other document, which is hopefully in RC by that time. So we go back to the big picture we've seen some minutes ago. The other question I would be interested is, how many people actually think that requirement 33 needs to be addressed very urgently? So this came from the peer-to-peer use case. Nowadays, pretty many people are thinking about content delivery networks. There maybe we have other priorities, but still I think this is a work that should be done. So that's the overview on this draft. Thank you.
So, well, it would be good to, if you have opinions, this is the right time to speak up on this, whether this third-party discovery is still to be considered high priority or that would be good. to do, but I mean, we have other priorities first. Well, lack of feedback is a good feedback.